Hi, welcome to Learning Spanish for Beginners, the place to learn Mexico's conversational Spanish. Today, we will review five important verbs in Spanish, as well as a few sentences that use them. The first verb is ser. It means to be, and it is used to refer to permanent or essential characteristics. For example, I am a man. Soy un hombre. I am intelligent. Soy inteligente. I am a human being. Soy un ser humano. The second verb of today is estar, which also means to be, but it is used to refer to temporary or non-essential characteristics. For example, I am tired. Estoy cansado. I am at the office. Estoy en la oficina. I am happy. Estoy contento. The third verb of today is tener. It means to have, in the sense of owning or possessing something. A few examples are, I have $20. Yo tengo $20. I have a sister. Tengo una hermana. I have to go. Tengo que ir. As a note, tengo que plus a verb in infinitive is a useful phrase to talk about an obligation or a need to do something. For example, I have to eat more vegetables. Tengo que comer más vegetales. I have to talk to my teacher. Tengo que hablar con mi maestro. I have to go to the bathroom. Tengo que ir al baño. The fourth verb we will look at is haber. This verb is often used as an auxiliary in phrases like I have found the keys, he encontrado las llaves, or something like have you looked for the keys? ¿Has buscado las llaves? Haber is also commonly used in Spanish to say there is or there are. For example, there's no problem. No hay problema. Or something like, there are many options. Hay muchas opciones. Another common use of haber is in phrases that have the structure hay que plus a verb in infinitive. This phrase is used to express the need to do something. For example, hay que comer. It is necessary to eat. Hay que trabajar. It is necessary to work. It is easy to remember the verb haber because it looks very similar to the verb to have in English. All you have to do is change the letter V for a B and add the letter R at the end. So you go from have to haber. The last verb of today is querer, which means to want. And in some contexts, it also means to love. Let's look at a few examples. I want water. Yo quiero agua. I want food. Yo quiero comida. I love my family. Yo quiero a mi familia. The verb querer plus a verb in infinitive are often used to express a desire or a need to do something as well. For example, I want to sleep. Quiero dormir. I want to eat. Quiero comer. I want to drink water. Quiero tomar agua. I want to drink beer. Quiero tomar cerveza. I want to go home. Quiero ir a casa. I want to go to my hotel. Quiero ir a mi hotel. And that's all for today. To learn more Spanish and to access a downloadable text version of this audio, you can visit the podcast section at learningspanishforbeginners.com. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.